everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. I'm right here in B-More outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
This is going to be one good Lamar Jackson MVP discussion. Also, stealing that ball down 55 for your dunk. Losing strategy or legend status? Monmouth University, Long Branch, New Jersey, where my baby sister was born. What are we talking about here?
There's a horse track down there, too.
So, whatever happened with the Kaepernick workout? It's possible. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but it's possible people are pretty entrenched on this. NFL Jay-Z reportedly not angry, but disappointed. Kaepernick audibled and moved the workout. Here's Kaepernick. You've heard this. Let's hear it again.
I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running.
National panel, what just happened? And after that, we'll get to what happens next. But Kevin Blackstone, you said you wanted to start us off. Please, be my guest.
Well, what just happened was absolutely crazy, and I can't tell you what a lawyer who I talked to about the waiver that the NFL gave to Colin Kaepernick just before that weekend tryout called it. You know what? This is the NFL putting together its plan for him to show his talents before the NFL once again, in private, and according to their rules and regulations. And I won't even say rules, but just their regulations for this particular workout. And he refused to have any of it. This is a guy who's standing on principle. This is a guy who took agency of his situation, just like he did when he started his protest in 2016, to try and get back into the league the best way he knew how. He wanted to be transparent. He wanted people to see him work out. They got to do that. He got to talk as long as he wanted to, which was very briefly. He got to throw to who he wanted to throw to. He got to do things on his own terms. And I think that's the message that he's trying to get out here, and also to hear other athletes, particularly in the NFL, who feel the pressure of the NFL's front office on them all the time for the slightest transgressions, to take a cue from him and take agency of their own future.
Mm-hmm. Frank Isola, how did you see it?
You know, all throughout the season, kickers, punters, quarterbacks are brought in during the season to try out, and you do it under the team's rules, not your own. If you want to be back in the league, at some point, you have to compromise if you want to play in the NFL. And Kevin's saying he's taken upon himself. Well, there were 25 teams, representatives from 25 teams that were going to watch him. He decided to go 60 miles away, conveniently had a place already set up. Then he accuses the NFL of running. Well, you ran 60 miles away. And then he didn't take questions. He wanted the media there. He gave a statement. He would have had plenty of time to leave the facility in Atlanta and hold a press conference. So he wanted to control the message just as much as the NFL.
It sounds like, Frank, what you're saying is Kaepernick was not acting in good faith as well as the NFL. We said,
We don't know if the NFL is acting in good faith. That's just his belief. And Kevin talked about the waiver. I'm not going to get into the legal part of it. But do you want to be back in the NFL? If you do, you have to compromise a little bit and go by their rules. It's their league.
Jackie McMullen, your thoughts?
You know, so as someone that was really hoping Colin Kaepernick would be back in the NFL, to use Jay-Z's word, disappointing is the right word. And, you know, my parents, when they were mad at me, they always said they were disappointed because that hurts a lot more than being angry, right? And I think what happened here was I think both the NFL and Colin Kaepernick had their own ideas about how they wanted to control this. And as a result, in my opinion anyway, neither one of them came off particularly well here. Now, the NFL did try to meet them halfway. They talked about having their representatives on the field. They talked about there was a big question about whether the videotape could be showed, and Kaepernick's people worried about it being edited. And I understand that concern. The NFL said they were willing to meet them partway. But let's call this for what this is. The fact that that alternate site existed, the fact that many of the teams were not notified, Tony, until 2:30 p.m. that this shift was being made, it's clear to me what went on here. Colin Kaepernick never had any intention of going to that workout in Atlanta. And I don't know exactly what his motivations are. Was it a commercial for Nike? We heard that. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure his chances of playing in the NFL are just about dead in light of all
Bill Plaschke, join us.
I've talked to so many NFL people, and they've all said the reason he's not signed is his production worth the distraction he brings? He just proved that it is not. He had 25 scouts there waiting for him, an NFL facility waiting for him. And again, he said the NFL is running from him. No, he ran from the NFL. And it the whole thing seemed planned out. It seemed like almost like he wanted to turn this into some kind of a circus without any football tryout involved. And I think, yes, I'm cheering for him. I'm like Jackie, I like everybody, a lot of people. I'm cheering for him to get back in the NFL. I'm giving up hope.
Well, the full story, as we go back to last week, was that Kaepernick didn't even hear about this until Tuesday. And then it was done in a way that it clearly had never been done before. Saturday afternoon, where teams could not be there, head coaches could not be there, GMs could not be there. It was going to be scouts. Now we're hearing Kevin Blackstone, the waiver. Can you speak to that more specifically? You said you talked to a lawyer about this. I want more than what you gave us. Well, what did the lawyer say specifically?
Well, I talked to several lawyers about this, and one thing that they all pointed out was the language in there about potential injury on this field, and said that, you know what, if that's a big concern, then you know what the league should have done is should have cut a deal with Colin Kaepernick's people and just picked up a 36-hour insurance waiver to cover him in case something.
That's the injury, but also reported happened. Was it was that exonerating the league from any future claims over what Kaepernick could or could not gain employment in the last
exactly.
9 months.
And why would you, if you're Kaepernick, agree to something like that could take that out of your hands, given what's gone on the last 3 years, given the fact that you had a collusion lawsuit against the league that the league settled with you out of court? So there's all this history, all this
Frank
baggage.
Frank Isola, you're shaking your head no.
Greatly.
Well, Tony, you're getting wrapped up in this idea. They told them on a Tuesday, the workout's on a Saturday. How many players in every sport get called in and you show up the next day? What, he had to buy a special outfit? He needed more time? If you want in, you show up. And clearly, the NFL is getting by just fine without him. And I would venture to guess that he's getting along just fine without the NFL. And I think that all played out on Saturday in Atlanta.
Jackie Mack.
I really think Frank's hit on the very crux of this. I think when it all came down to it, Colin Kaepernick had a decision to make. Do I really want to play in the NFL, or do I want to continue my message, which is a very strong one and a very passionate one, but one that is defined?
Are they mutually exclusive? I don't understand. The question here is, I'm not sure he really wants to play. You hear that, and it's loaded. It's absolutely loaded. Bill Plaschke, it's been said before on the show as well. But the idea here that, is anybody asking, I'm not sure if the NFL wants Kaepernick to play. That's the flip side of that conversation. Last word, Bill.
No, I think the NFL would take Colin Kaepernick if they thought he wasn't a big distraction. I think the bottom line is Kaepernick, does he want to play? If he doesn't play well, think about this. If he goes in the NFL and doesn't play well, his message gets diluted. His message is more powerful now
staying out of the
NFL. I've heard that argument. I've heard the argument, Tony. People are making that argument.
Yeah, I think they'll let him play as long as he's an emasculated man.
We're going to let that be the last word.
How about
here.
Employee?
We're
going to
move on. We've been horned about 3 minutes ago. Let's talk Tua. Tua Tagovailoa, the surgery today in Houston on his hip, it has been reported and deemed successful. But what this injury does to Tua, what this does to Alabama this year, what this does to the NFL draft, even in the most micro, okay, the next few days and hours are critical. This hip injury, you may have read it, compared to Bo Jackson, Bo Jackson, the complications after the hip injuries, which led to the end of his football career. So this surgery and the next few days, very, very important. Bill, it was 35-7 in the game. He had the ankle surgery 4 weeks earlier. Is it fair to wonder if he pushed or was pushed too fast to get on the field?
Well, it's absolutely heartbreaking what happened. And no, and of course you wonder, was he pushing on the field? The way he limped off the field against LSU, looked like he wasn't in any shape to play a game. But that's what Saban does. That's what college football coaches do. They push players to play. This is why players need someone to push back. They need representatives. They need agents. They need someone, advocates for them, which they don't have in the current system. This is a huge flaw in the current system. If Tua had an agent, he'd probably say, let's get our own physical. Let's look at our own x-rays. No, you know what? He shouldn't play this game. He couldn't have that. So coaches, I don't blame Saban for wanting to push him, because there was the first half. They're trying to get style points to get in the CFP. But I think that, unfortunately, Tua didn't have anybody speak out for him, and that's an endemic problem in college.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yeah, Bill's absolutely right. And the other thing he doesn't have is workers' compensation like anybody else on the Alabama campus who might get hurt who works there. He doesn't have long-term health care insurance. The only insurance he has is the insurance for being an elite college athlete, and you get a special waiver for insurance from the NCAA that you can apply for. He can get that. But yeah, I don't blame Saban. I don't blame college football. This is the system that exists, and it's highly unfortunate that what happened to him did happen.
Greg Isola? Nick Saban has a vested interest in keeping Tua healthy. It's terrible what happened to him in the LSU game. He clearly wasn't 100%. He almost led them back to victory. It was the first half of the game, and it's, you know, you feel so badly for him because he suffered through a lot of injuries. He seems like a really likable person. He's a dynamic player. I hope it doesn't affect his draft status. I would think now he'll probably drop, maybe even out of the top 10. But, you know, you mentioned Bo Jackson, Tony. That was about 30 years ago, too. You would hope that medicine has, you know, progressed a little bit where he can get back out there and still be a great player.
You mentioned his draft status, and you believe he's going to drop now. You think NFL teams look at him differently because of this, the severity of this injury, but also his injury over the last 2 years?
Absolutely. You just mentioned he's had a couple of these injuries now, this hip injury. How can it not raise a red flag? You hope, however, he does come back healthy and could be a great
Jackie, athlete. What were you thinking when you saw Tua on the field on Saturday?
Oh, it breaks your heart because, you know, he's so good, and he's been so good for so long, we forget how it all happened in the second half of a national championship game. He just took us all by storm. And, you know, just a month and a half ago, I felt like all our pundits on ESPN were calling him the greatest college quarterback, you know, of the last 10 years, all these wonderful platitudes. And Frank's right. You know, I heard this morning someone say that he's now a late first round pick. I just really hope he gets well. I keep hearing people throw out, well, now he's had four surgeries. Okay. One of them was a finger. Let's not get too carried away here. I hope he gets very healthy. And I think someone that takes a chance on him is going to be very, very happy.
I mean, it's hard to even have this conversation after we talked about the health of this young man and his future prospects now. At least you said a red flag. I even hate hearing that. Alabama is a football team now that is in the conversation for the college football playoff without a starting quarterback. Do you think the committee should consider and look at them differently, Frank?
I don't think they should. Remember, they won a national championship with their backup quarterback who happened to be Tua. And it's also unfair to the rest of the team. You should be judged on, you know, your success on the field, not by who's healthy and who's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Jackie McMullen.
Yes, I agree with that, too. But that doesn't mean it'll happen.
And Bill Plaschke?
Yeah, no, I think absolutely they're going to judge them differently without him. And I don't think they get in at this point. I don't think they have the kind of team they're built around him. They don't have the kind of team they can get in at this point.
Bill wants Oregon, and that's why.
We've been on. We're taking a break right here. Buy or sell is next. Coming up, Mark Ingram will beat you up if you don't think Lamar Jackson is MVP.
You, I'm safe then.
Come see me. I'm right here in Beemore outside the bank.
That's for you, Isola. He's heard what you said the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Trust.
Well, I'll bring Russell Wilson with me.
Around the Horn is presented by Cuervo Tradicional, father of tequila. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Welcome back to Around the Horn, presented by Cuervo Tradicional, part of Happy Hour.
Loud, okay, D. Rams 17, Bears 7. These were the two most exciting teams in the NFC last year. This year is oral surgery. Gurley got touches. Trubisky got hipped, but got seated for the last drive, and the Bears still can't kick it. About his quarterback, Matt Nagy said today he'll remain the QB if he's healthy. His removal had zero to do with his play. Bill Plaschke, what do you buy, what do you sell?
I'm buying, finally, somebody listen to me. Sean McVay, listen to me. He gave the ball to Todd Gurley, finally. Most touches in over a year. This load management and stuff is got to be pulled off. They're fighting for the playoffs. Gurley,
you honestly believe you were the only person saying Gurley should get more touches, Bill Plaschke? Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
Well, of course they gave the ball to Gurley. He couldn't throw the ball as well as effectively the other day because two of his starting receivers weren't even there. All he had was Cooper Kupp. So they went to Gurley, and he was well-rested, had more touches than he'd had in over a year.
Frank Isola, what are you buying from this one?
I said that.
Bill, you're so L.A.-centric. Look, the whole story is Trubisky here, where he's not going in on the crucial series of the entire season. They have to score there to give themselves a chance. They have more trust in Chase Daniels than they do.
That's what
Trubisky,
you saw last night.
Look out for Cam Newton. Hey, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, I thought they did a really good job addressing it as it was happening in real
Jackie time. Jackie McMullen?
I'm with Frank here. I was stunned when I saw, I saw him on the sideline. Even if he was hurt, most times you finish the game. If you're out there and you're playing hurt, you finish the game, and then you talk about going forward what you're going to do. And I know that Nagy backpedaled a little bit today and said, it had nothing to do with it. Boy, I don't know. Trubisky's had a really tough season, and you just, on national television, really embarrassed him. Failed on it.
We'll move on. Like buy or sell two. Cowboys 35, Lions 27. Dak Prescott and the evolution of Dak Prescott and the evolution of Dak's hippie movement. He's got the best raw quarterback rating in the league. He had it going in, and he even added to that lead this week. KB, I want to ask you if what you previously thought still remains true, that this team is best when Elliott runs the ball, or maybe if these first 10 games of number one in the league, Dak Prescott has changed your opinion.
No, I think there's still a team that is built around Zeke Elliott. I think this was one of those situations against the Lions where this was a matchup deal. I mean, this is one of the worst teams in the NFL when it comes to pass defense. They don't even get turnovers. They're last in interceptions in the league on top of that. So, you know what? Turn Dak loose against these guys, but it's still a team for Zeke
Frank.
Elliott.
Unlike Kevin, I can admit when I'm wrong. I think this team is now about Dak Prescott. Okay. Hopefully come playoff time, Ezekiel Elliott can be the guy that you could give the ball to. Maybe that long holdout had something to do with it, but he's not been the same player.
Yeah, I'm. I can't believe I'm saying this, but again, I'm with Frank. That's very unusual.
I'll give Frank the point there, Jackie.
He's got a little, he's got a little love affair going here with Randall Cobb too. They've got a little chemistry. You've seen it develop over the last two or three games, and I think that's going to be good for them going.
Cooper, Gallup, and Cobb have been as good a trio as anybody in the league.
Very
Bill
good.
Plaschke.
Cooper, Gallup, and Cobb.
Okay, so Zeke Elliott didn't play yesterday. What am I missing? He scored two touchdowns.
No.
They're 9-1 when he scores two touchdowns. Kevin's right. They are still built around Zeke. Everything Dak does is based on what Zeke does.
Okay, the loss 2 weeks ago. You remember the key moment in the game 2 weeks ago was the run on second and third down with Ezekiel Elliott while Prescott was shredding the defense.
Well, you don't give the ball every play.
Okay. All right, Isola, the Baltimore Ravens, they like a word. Each week after the last four games, it feels like perfect games from Lamar Jackson, you bring up that he lost a playoff game last year. Apparently, he was the only person to lose a playoff game. Seeing Baltimore smoke the Texans while the Patriots just got past Philadelphia, are you finally putting the Ravens number one in the Isola power ranking?
Great defense, great coach, unbelievable quarterback. He's the most exciting.
Now you say it. Here we go.
Counts.
Oh,
hang on. But it still counts. They didn't win a playoff game yet. So I'm still going to put the Saints ahead.
Okay, hold on a second.
Best team in the AFC.
They beat the Patriots. Would you put the Patriots win above that playoff?
They also lost to the Browns. They also lost to the Browns and on the road to the Chiefs.
Isola still has the Ravens on an island. McMullen, how about you?
Now, Ravens are number one in the AFC, number one in the around-the-horn ratings, number one in the NFL. And, Frank, it has to do with this incredible quarterback who is the MVP, the front runner for sure. But also, their defense is incredible. And since they got Marcus Peters, just look what's happened. That defense got even stronger. They're tough to beat.
Stronger against some of the best quarterbacks in the league. Bill Plaschke, how about you?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, we might be having a different discussion after the Ravens come to L.A. to play the Rams next Monday. But for now, they are the best team in the NFL. They have the three best wins. Their rushing attack is the best right now in football in the last, since 1977. So, yes, this is the best team.
They've got the top scoring offense in the league right now. And yes, that defense has gotten better. Look what they did to Deshaun Watson yesterday. What, they sacked him 7 times? I mean, they're getting after it. So yeah, this is the number one.
Can we talk about that Hopkins right play? Everyone in the world knew it was pass interference, except for the referees and then the referees in review, Al Riveron. And Hopkins thinks they should have new eyes looking at it. Anybody think that this is the play that's going to change the way it's done? Plaschke, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm stunned the owners who voted this in aren't complaining more. Yes, they need a new set of eyes. They need a fresh voice in the NFL office who's not connected to the officials to make these calls. They're obviously trying to cover for their buddies. They can't
do that. Wow, Plaschke. I mean, you're not going to be seeing the showdown, but that was your FaceTime right there, finishing strong. Some clutch points for you right now. But we have a showdown
like
matchup between Isola and McMullen. They've been agreeing all show. So what's going to happen in showdown?
He agrees.
I agree. Oh, yeah, we'll break it, Jackie, in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Chase, coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Around the Horn is presented by Cuervo Tradicional, father of tequila. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Brad Gaisola, Jackie McMullen, good luck in showdown. The keg stand celebration. Do you get celebration of the week honor if the TD is called back? And also, where do you stand on keg stands, Brad Gaisola? Let's start with that part.
You know what? I've been out of college too long. I've never heard that. I've never seen that before. That's pretty impressive.
What?
I don't care. Touchdown, no touchdown.
Wait, what?
You ever hold a guy up like that? Not bad. I don't get out enough.
You know where you stand on keg stands? Upside down, Frank, because that's how you do a keg stand. Not that I've ever done it, because I haven't at all. I just want to be clear on that. No, I am
gobsmacked.
Respectful people here.
What were you doing at Maryland, Frank Gaisola, while you were at the university?
I wasn't standing upside down. I was standing up.
Well, your score's upside down right now. We'll move on. Showdown two, the most important story from the weekend. Can a mammoth hawk flap his wings, please? Stealing the ball, down 55 in the final 8 seconds to Kansas, getting the dunk. Jackie, is it a losing strategy or a legend status situation?
No, poor Mr. Pavis. I'm not exactly sure what he was thinking there, but his coach was disappointed afterwards. And Bill Self knows all about that, because remember, his player did it, I think it was last year, same thing, in garbage time.
King Rice is a coach of Monmouth. He played for Dean Smith at Carolina, who got his start in Kansas. What would Dean Smith think about that? Not good. You can't dunk the ball like that. Game's over, like this game.
I think that was a reach there, Frank Gaisola.
I connected the dots.
You did connect dots. Here's a point for your effort. Jackie Mack, you're getting the FaceTime.
So I know you're going to think I'm crazy because the New England Patriots are 9-1, but there's a reason Tom Brady was so grumpy after the game. And you know what it is? He knows they're in trouble as constituted. They don't have receivers that can get them separation. And Antonio Brown's not walking through that door. Neither is Josh Gordon. And I really don't think Rob Gronkowski is either, though he has a big announcement on Tuesday. We'll see. All I'm saying is that Isaiah Wynn's coming back, but this is a team that's in trouble.
You say that every year.
Happy Hour is presented by Cuervo Tradicional. Please drink responsibly.